In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Our Bible study today, which is related to the theme of this convention, is from Ephesians chapter 6, starting from verse 10. And I'm sure you know this passage speaks about the spiritual warfare in general, but the armor of God in specific. Let's start to read this passage verse by verse and try to understand the message that the Holy Spirit is sending to us through St. Paul. أول حاجة بيقول إيه؟ Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. When you go actually to a war, if you feel defeated, if you feel weak, you will be defeated. That's why I'm repeating, when we go into this spiritual warfare, we know that we are mighty, we know that we are powerful, we know that we are strong, we are not defeated, we are not weak, and we know the outcome, which is victory. It's very, very important to go to the warfare, to go to the war with this attitude. But this strength comes from our relationship with God. That's why he said, be strong in the Lord. Be strong in the Lord. And in the power of his might. In the power of his might. So the strength from God and the power from our mighty God. There is a beautiful story about King David. When actually he was escaping from Saul, so he was in one of these wars, and when actually he returned to his city, he found the city was burned with fire, and actually all the people in the city were taken captives, including his two wives, all the children. So everybody was crying, everybody was sorrowful, and to add more stress on David, that even his people, the people who went to the war with him, were very, very angry at David and wanted to kill him. So David actually did not find support from anybody, even from his own friends, he did not find support. But how David reacted in such a situation? What did he do? You're like, but David actually strengthened himself in the Lord his God. David strengthened himself in the Lord his God. And he was able actually through the grace of God in Hoa to win the war and to keep everybody peaceful and bring joy to the heart of everyone. So when everything goes against you, when you feel that you don't have any support, you need actually to go to God, and God will give you the strength, the power that you need. Don't start your day without having this strength and power from God. Don't start your day without pleading with God to bless you, to empower you, and to strengthen you so that you will be mighty in the warfare. بعد كده سان بول يقول لنا in verse 11, put on the whole armor of God, that you might be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. put on the whole armor of God. And as I said yesterday, two things very important you should keep in mind. Number one, you have to have the whole armor of God on all the time. Once you take it off, you are exposed to the fiery darts of the devil. And number two, you have to put the whole armor. The whole armor is composed of six pieces, and you have to have these six pieces all the time. So keep the whole armor of God all the time in order to be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Or for other translations, you're like against the fiery darts of the devil. عارفين ايه الفايري دارتس اور ذا وايل؟ تبقى ريدز، والريدز دي empty from inside. And from inside is a place a material can burn easily. وبعدين يحط بقى put it on fire and then they shoot it even over the wall of the city. And when they shoot it actually they burn the whole city. Satan all the time is shooting this fiery darts against us. And you cannot stand this fiery darts except with the whole armor of God. St. Paul actually mentioned the armor of God in a certain order. But just for the sake and to memorize it easily, I will explain it to you, but I will follow the order of St. Paul. هو الفور armor of four pieces you will put on and two pieces you will hold. يبقى عشان بس نحفظهم. The whole armor of God, four pieces you put on and two pieces you hold, one in your right hand and one in your left hand. كده from above. هنا the helmet of salvation. Helmet of salvation. Then here the breastplate of righteousness. Helmet of salvation. Breastplate of righteousness. وبعدين the girdle of truth or the belt of truth and the shoes of peace. Shoes of peace. يبقى salvation, righteousness, truth and peace. Salvation, righteousness, truth and peace. وبعدين in your right hand you have the sword which is the word of God. The scripture. In your left hand, you have the shield, which is the faith. Faith here means the confidence, the trust, and also your creed, your belief system. The armor of God, salvation, righteousness, truth, peace, scripture, and faith. These are six things you need to have every day, every moment. And by these six things, you can actually stand the wiles, the fiery darts of the devil. And St. Paul is telling us that these weapons are not carnal, are spiritual weapons, mighty in God. Why? As he said in verse 12, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. We should understand that our wrestling is not against human being. It is not a natural war, but against principalities. Some church fathers, there are ranks in of angels. Them all before whom stands the angels, the archangels, the principalities, the authorities, the dominions, the powers. فلما هنا بيقول against principalities, فيقول ان when Satan fell, actually some angels from the rank of principalities fell with him. And some angels from the rank of powers fell with him. Some angels from the rank of the rulers fell with him. Principalities from the word the prince. And some Bible scholars بيقولوا ان Satan is appointing princes from these principalities over cities and over countries. So this prince is in charge of this country. This prince is in charge of this city. يمكن نعرف الكلام ده from the story of Daniel. لما بيقول اني God sent Archangel Gabriel to Daniel in order to comfort him and to answer his prayers. But like the prince of Persia stood against me. Well, actually, there was a fight between Archangel Gabriel and the prince of Persia. It took 3 weeks, 21 days. That's why the answer did not reach Daniel on time. And then Archangel Michael came and joined in this war against the prince of Persia. And finally, they defeated him. Archangel Gabriel was able to communicate the message to Daniel. فهنا, the prince is one of these principalities who was in charge of this city. He stood against Archangel Gabriel. وده يبين لنا برضو not to scare us. يبين لنا هما they are powerful. He actually was able to delay Archangel Gabriel for 21 days. لكن we have God, the mighty, the almighty with us. But we should understand the power of our enemy. And we should take him seriously. We should understand the power of our enemy and take him seriously. Against principalities, against powers. Powers, the word another rank, who exercise power over the world. Exercise power over the world. Against rulers of darkness of this age. This is a third rank from the demons, and this rank is responsible of bringing darkness to our mind, blinding our mind, confusing us. علشان كده بيقول rulers of darkness in this age. Their main function is to keep us away from the light of the truth, to keep us away from the light of Christ. They were called the rulers of darkness of this age. But principalities are in charge of cities. Powers, they want to control us, to submit and subdue us, to be under their power, under their control. Rulers, to blind our mind and to keep us away from the light of Christ and the light of truth. The fourth group, اللي اتكلم عنهم St. Paul, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Spiritual hosts of wickedness, those who instill in our hearts the wicked thoughts, the evil thoughts. This group actually attack us through the flesh, through the lusts of the flesh and the wickedness. شكده سماهم spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. In the heavenly places, لأن هم they originally were from the heaven, ولكن now when they started the rebellion against God, actually they started the rebellion, and one of the way they rebel against God by instilling wickedness in our hearts to rebel against God. عشان اشرح لكم القصه دي, عارفين حكايه بلعام بن بعور, when the king of Moab hired him to curse the people, but he couldn't curse the people because God put in his mouth, blessing for the children of Israel. فجي في الاخر راح قال لمؤاب, قال له, I will tell you. if you want to defeat the Israelites, خلي the women of Moab go and tempt the children of Israel. And if they fill with them, if they fall with them in sin, this wickedness will make God depart from them, away from them. And here only you can defeat them. وفعلا عمل كده. The king of Moab sent the women of Moab to entice and seduce the Israelites. فعلا وقعوا معاهم في الخطية. They fell in sin with them. And by this, they were able actually to defeat Israel. And Satan actually بيخلينا احنا to rebel against God by instilling this wickedness in our hearts, this immorality in our hearts. يبقى سان بول هنا بيتكلم ان احنا we are in war with these four groups. Principalities, اللي هم assigned over countries and cities. Powers, those want to control us, to enslave us. يخلونا كده under in a slavery and bondage. Rulers of darkness, those actually who keep us away from the light of truth, to blind our mind. And the last group, اللي هم spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. دولت اللي هم بي war against us by instilling wickedness in our hearts. Therefore, now you understand that two things, that you are strong in the Lord and powerful in His might. And also you understand that your war is not a natural war. It's not against human being, but against the principalities, the powers, rulers of darkness, and the spiritual hosts of wickedness. Therefore, you need to do what? To put on, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. What is the evil day? What is the evil days? Evil days, كل الأيام اللي احنا عايشينها ديا goes under the evil days. Evil days اللي هي الأيام اللي الشيطان بيحاربنا فيها. So the evil day is this day which started by casting Adam and Eve out of the garden and will end by the second coming of Christ. The evil day is this day. هم متكلمش هنا على day 24 hour. تكلم the evil day, this age which started when Adam and Eve were cast out or exiled from the paradise of joy, cast out from the Garden of Eden. And this day will end by the second coming of Christ. عشان كده, if we are living in this evil day, if we are living in a continuous spiritual warfare, we have to have the whole armor of God on us all the time. In order, هنا بيقول حاجتين, you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And then I will not be defeated in this day. وبعد كده بيقول, and having done all to stand. The second stand day is to stand before the throne of judgment. So when God comes to judge the world in righteousness, we can stand on His right hand and hear from His mouth, blessed are you faithful servant, you are faithful on what's least, I will appoint you on what is much. يبقى هنا بيقول حاجتين. You may be able to withstand in the evil day, withstand the evil day, but during your life here on earth. But then, having done all, after you finish by your spiritual warfare, and you go on the judgment day to stand before the throne of God, here you can stand. ما تقولش بقى مع ناس الأشرار للجبال اسقطي علينا والجبال غطينا. You can stand with righteousness before God, and you can hear His voice full of joy, enter into the joy of your master. From verse 14 بيأكد تاني stand therefore. Stand therefore. Stand again معناها فيها strength, فيها power. You are not defeated. You are not afraid. But you are standing ready for the war. Stand therefore. Having girded your waist with truth. Why he started with the truth? ليه ابتدى بالتروث؟ The girdle or the belt actually is this piece which keeps everything together. The truth is the foundation on which actually you build your war. يعني مثلا نتكلم على salvation. Different religions have different understanding of salvation. عشان كده ما اقدرش اتكلم عن salvation الا لما اتكلم عن truth first. Truth, if you know the truth will set you free. So you need to have the right understanding of the true understanding of salvation. The true understanding of the righteousness. The true understanding of peace. The true understanding of the scripture. The true creed. The true faith. That's why he didn't start by salvation. لأن ممكن الناس يكون عندهم misunderstanding of salvation or false understanding of salvation. مش كده قال لك the first piece اللي انت you need actually to hold on is the truth. يقول لك the law was given by Moses but the grace and truth given by Jesus Christ. النعمة والحق بيسوع المسيح صار. وربنا قال I am the way, the truth, and life. If you try to combine these three words, way, truth, and life, فمعناها ايه؟ He is the true way that leads to life. The true way leads to life. True way leads to life. اللاين هنا اللي هي around the hip bone, this actually is the strongest part in our body. علشان كده عايز يقول لك ان انت you need to be strong in your truth. You shall know the truth. والتروث ده هو it will give you strength. It will make you stand. It will make you powerful. If you know the truth will set you free. And this truth put together all the pieces. يعني you have يعني لو اتكلم على other five pieces. You need to have the true understanding of salvation. True understanding of righteousness. True understanding of peace. True understanding of scripture. True understanding of faith. He started by the truth. Number two. Having girded your waist with truth. Having put on the breastplate of righteousness. Breastplate of righteousness. St. Paul in all his letters spoke about two types of righteousness. Righteousness based on your effort. That's the righteousness of the law. Do this and you shall live. But no one was able to keep the whole law without breaking any commandment. That's why nobody was able to be saved by the righteousness of the human efforts. But now we can be saved by the righteousness of Christ. And that is a grace. Because we received this righteousness as grace. مش كده قال truth and grace by Jesus Christ الاثنين مع بعض. The righteousness of our effort failed in four areas. Four areas failed in them. ايه هما؟ The first area, the original sin. Tell me what can you do away from the grace of God to get rid of the original sin? Nothing. You can do nothing to purify yourself and cleanse yourself from the original sin. That's why God gave us the baptism, to be born again of the Spirit, as grace from Him, to be righteous through the rebirth from the water and Spirit. That is the truth, the righteousness of God versus our own righteousness. Our own righteousness cannot purify me from the original sin. But once I am baptized, I receive this righteousness of Christ. And the righteousness of Christ came from His blood that was shed on the cross. مش كده أول ما بنعمد الطفل الصغير once we baptize the infant, we dress him in white. ليه؟ That is the righteousness of Christ. Now He put on the breastplate of righteousness. The white cloth there, the white garment, is the breastplate of righteousness. وبنحط عليه زنار أحمر, this red ribbon, عشان all this righteousness did not come from my own effort. هو العيل الصغير ده اللي عمل ايه علشان to be righteous. لكن this righteousness came from what? The blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. That is the red ribbon اللي احنا we put it. The second area not filled in four areas. Second area, our righteousness cannot keep the whole law, the whole commandments, without breaking any. Nobody from Adam unto the end of the ages was able to keep the whole law without breaking any commandment. مش كده سان بول يقول ان رومانز الجميع زاغوا وفسدوا وعوزهم مجد الله. Everybody became corrupt. And they needed the glory of God. حتى great prophets, يعني واحد زي إبراهيم, تلاقيه كان عنده نقطة ضعف, إن هو مثلا he lied. مثلا Jacob, he deceived his father. Isaac, he differentiated between his two sons, and he didn't have good communication with Rebecca, his wife. وهكذا. كل حد تلاقي فيه نقط ضعف في حياته. Nobody actually was perfect by his own works. That's our own righteousness. طب تعالى نتكلم عن righteousness of God. After we are baptized, we receive the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit actually enables us, empowers us to keep the law. You cannot keep the law by your own self, but by the power of the Holy Spirit, who convicts us on righteousness, who convicts us on sin, who convicts us on judgment, who comforts me, who empowers me, who teaches me, who guides me. So that is the work of the Holy Spirit in my heart. Shkede San John, you're like, and we know that His commandments are not heavy. أنا بشبهها إن مثلاً لو نقول law or the commandment of God like this podium. And if I ask a young child to carry this and walk, holy, impossible, I cannot carry it. Like if I bring somebody to help him, and this is the Holy Spirit. And by the way, the Holy Spirit, one of his titles is the helper. Helper. He helps us. خلي بالكو, he was not called the replacer. Replacer معناه ان هو he will replace me in carrying this. لا, انا I'm still required to do my effort to carry it. So my works are needed. But because I cannot carry it by myself, I have the Holy Spirit, the helper, to help me in carrying it. And now, if I have the helper helping me, I will say it's not heavy. It's not heavy, not because I can carry it by myself, but I have the grace of God, the Holy Spirit carrying it with me. That's the righteousness of God. عشان كده بناخد سر الميرون, in which actually we are anointed with the Holy Spirit to abide in us, to help me in keeping the commandment of God. The third area, once you break a commandment, what can you do by your own self to be forgiven? Nothing can forgive your sins. Your works cannot forgive your sins. Like, if you look at the righteousness of God, although we have the Holy Spirit, and we should not break any of the commandments, but sometimes we disobey God and we rebel against the Holy Spirit, and we grieve the Holy Spirit, and we quench the Holy Spirit, and we break the commandments. طيب, is it the end of the story? No. God knows our weakness. That's why He gave us another sacrament, repentance and confession, to forgive our sins. So if I break any commandment, I will go and repent and confess my sin, and I hear this voice of comfort. Your sins are forgiven. And this forgiveness came from the blood of Jesus on the cross. That's the righteousness of God versus my personal righteousness. And the fourth area, the wages of sin is death. Wages of sin is death. Once I break the commandment, I am under the sentence of death. What can I do to bring myself back to life? Nothing. You can do nothing to bring yourself back to life. But the righteousness of God, we have His body and His blood. He who eats my body and drinks my blood will live forever, and I will raise him. So, although I have the Holy Spirit, and I should not break any command, but even if I break one of the commandments, and now I under the sentence of death, but I have His body and blood every day on the altar, and by partaking of them, actually, I will move from death to life. That is the righteousness. That is the breastplate of righteousness. فسان بول عايز يقول لك ان انت when you fight against the devil, you need to keep your garment white. Your righteousness, you need to keep it white. And you have no excuse, because through baptism, you will get rid of the original sin. Through the Holy Spirit, you have the power to keep the commandment of God. And if you break one commandment, or more than one commandment, through confession, you can receive forgiveness. And through communion, you can whiten your garment again in the blood of the Lamb. زي ما بيقول الذين بيضوا ثيابهم في دم الخروف. Those whitened their garments in the blood of the Lamb. So, you need to keep yourself white, pure, righteous. But this righteousness, you cannot get it away from Christ, from the church and the sacraments of the church. زي ما احنا نقول ايه؟ All of us, احنا our clothes get dirty. لكن لما حد بيشوفنا بيلاقينا احنا clean, not because our clothes never get dirty, but because we wash them and clean them all the time. In the same time, we may commit sin, we may fall in sin. But if we repent and wash our clothes, our garment, in the righteousness of Christ, this actually will keep the purity of our heart. ليه سماها breastplate? Because that is the heart here. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. So having understanding the truth, you will know what righteousness is. And then you will be righteous before God. Satan cannot accuse you. لأن أنت are righteous. Your garments are white. So Satan cannot accuse you. احنا اتكلمنا على belt of truth, breastplate of righteousness. ثالث حاجه verse 15, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. يعني ايه the preparation of the gospel of peace؟ With the incarnation of the Son of God, the angels chanted, وقالوا glory to God in the highest, peace on earth. With the coming of Christ, we have peace on three dimensions. Peace between us and God, reconciliation. Peace between man and his brother. Peace between the person and himself. If you are righteous, and if you keep the righteousness of Christ, then you will be in peace with God. There will be no enmity between you and God. And once you have peace with God, your heart will have peace. So you will have peace with yourself. My peace I give to you, my peace I leave with you. Then actually, it will be easy for you to make peace with others. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. And to make peace with others means you will go to others to reconcile with them and to make peace with them. That's why he called the shoes. Shoes means you will walk, you will go to others to reconcile with them and have peace with them. And not only that, but also you will go and preach the gospel of peace. To preach to others, to be reconciled with God. As St. Paul بيقول, إحنا are the ambassadors of Christ. بنقول لكم تصالحوا مع الله, be reconciled with God. So the gospel of peace means you personally have peace with others, and also you will go and preach the gospel of peace, the gospel of reconciliation, the good news that if you do not have peace in your heart, accept Christ, follow him, be reconciled with him, then you will have peace in your heart, have peace and joy. You cannot actually go and preach unless you yourself tasted the righteousness. There is an order, and St. Paul used this order. الأول, to know the truth. By knowing the truth, you will keep the righteousness of Christ. Then when you are righteous, you will have peace with God, peace with yourself. And from this experience, you will go and speak to the people about peace with God, the gospel of peace. And you will go and make peace with others. This will be natural outcome. This will be a natural response to the righteousness that you experienced in your heart. And having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. خلي بالكو ان these three pieces, اول حاجة اللي هما truth, righteousness, and peace, and gospel of peace. سان بولي يقول لك ايه, having put, having shod, having girded. So these things, you start doing them and continue doing them. But now, after you having girded your waist with the truth, having put yourself, put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the gospel of peace, take. يعني, you cannot take the other three pieces unless if you start doing these three things. Verse 16, above all, taking the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. Hereby, you need to take the shield of faith. Shield of faith, علشان تصد بيه كل الفايري دارتس. انا شرحت لكم الفايري دارتس زي ان هو Satan is shooting toward you. فهنا الفيث اللي هو الكونفيدنس and also your creed. اقصد ايه؟ يجي Satan start to shoot against you doubt. يقول لك Christ is not God. Christ is not the only way to heaven. The Bible is not accurate. There is some errors in the Bible. So all these doubts, actually, you will respond to them and you will protect yourself from these fiery darts by what? By your faith. And also the confidence. Yiki Shaitan yiqol lak, God does not love you. Enta, you are not among the elected or the predestined one. وطبعاً ممكن he attack you with a wrong understanding of predestination. Well, God predestined certain people. You are not one of them. طبعاً, of course, God invited everybody and predestined everybody to salvation. It's our choice to accept it or not. I will like, and do you think after all what you have done, you have repentance and forgiveness? It's too late. I'll start, يعني, instill in your heart spirit of fear. You're like, you cannot win. ناس كتيرة لما تيجي تكلمهم, تقول له مثلا, forgive. You're like, I'm not like Christ, I'm not like Saint Stephen. Actually, this answer is not from Satan. It's from Satan. Satan made you believe that you are not like Christ and you are not like Saint Stephen. That's why you cannot forgive. Lakin, if you have the Holy Spirit and you have the confidence, the shield of faith, you will say, yes, I know that I'm nothing, but I can do all things in Jesus Christ who strengthens me. So all the day, Satan shooting fiery darts. And that's why you need to take the shield of faith, the confidence and the creed to be able actually to withstand the fiery darts and to quench the fiery darts of the wicked one. The fiery darts, they are supposed to make fire. When we look, it's like reed, يعني, hollow from, empty from in, within, put فيها material, easily to be burned, will then actually be start shooting, thermal fire. فأنا بقول لك to quench يعني to put off this fire. أحيانا the thoughts of doubts, the thoughts of inferiority, the thoughts of fear, فعلا بتبقى burning within my heart. The confidence and the creed will quench and put off all the fiery darts of the wicked one. Verse 17, and take the helmet of salvation. The helmet of salvation. What will protect your mind? The helmet then protect your brain and your mind. تعرفين ال attacks على البرين وعلى الهيد could be fatal attacks. يعني ناس مثلا اللي بيركبوا الموتور سايكل لو مش لابسين هيلمت وحصلت لهم حادثة بتبقى أحيانا فيتال. عشان كده ساتن the main battlefield is the mind. ودي actually our fourth lecture. يعني lecture جاي هتكلم على how Satan attacks our mind. لأن the main battlefield is the mind. Then he knows if he attacked our mind, this could be deadly. and faith. عشان كده you need to protect your mind by salvation, the helmet of salvation. معناها ايه؟ ان انت you know that through the grace of God salvation is granted to you. وهنا I want to explain to you the orthodox understanding of the assurance of salvation. لأن في two extremes are very very wrong. And many of us as Orthodox, actually we adopt a very wrong extreme of salvation. Let me just give you يعني analogy كده في الأول وبعد كده I will explain the Orthodox view of salvation. And if you take your car after the convention and let us say إن أنت مثلا from Toronto or from Ottawa وأنت you are driving back to your city فقبل ما تركب العربية فقلت لك when you will arrive to Toronto فتقول لي غالبا مش هوصل. You have no faith, no assurance that you will reach your destination. ده للأسف that is many of us as Orthodox. We don't have the faith or the confidence ان احنا نوصل السما. تقول له تريح السما؟ غالبا لا. أو ما انت بتصلي ليه وتيجي الكنيسه ليه وبتعبد ربنا ليه؟ ليه بتعمل كل اللي بتعمله ولا انت مش رايح السما؟ ده احنا النهارده البولس فروم عبرانيين يقول لك فاذ لنا ثقه للدخول الى الاقداس بدم يسوع طريقا قد قرسه لنا بالحجاب اي جسده. We have confidence that we will enter into the holy one. في other extreme بقى اللي هو البروتستانت extreme اللي هو تقول له ان انت are you going to arrive your destination يقول لك 100%. طب is there any chances يقول لك no it is zero chances ان انا I will not arrive. طبعا ده غلط لان there is a chance ان انت you will not arrive your destination. عشان كده عاملين الترنيمه اللي احيانا دخلت كنيستنا غلط دي بتاعت رايح 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 مهما تقول. دي ترنيمة بروستانتي. نتكلم على الأشورنس بتاع السالفيشن. احنا ما عندناش حاجة اسمها رايح 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 مهما تقول. لكن في نفس الوقت ما عندناش الثيولوجي اللي بيقول مش رايح مش رايح مش رايح. فاحنا بحس ان احنا in order to react to the Protestantism theology احنا بناخد other extreme. وعلشان كده تلاقي الولاد ما عندهمش joy ولا hope لانه ما عندوش امل ان وبعدين ياخد بقى قصه ابو مقار يقول لك ما ابو مقار ده لغايه اخر لحظه قال له خلصت قال له لا لسه. طبعا القصه دي انا ممكن اشرحها لكم ليه ابو مقار قال كده لان it was actually Satan can attack you either with vainglory or can attack you with hopelessness. فلو Satan جه قال لك انت you became perfect and holy تقول له no I am a sinner. ولو Satan جه قال لك you are a sinner and there is no hope for you to be saved تقول له لا I am confident I will be saved through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. فهنا أبو مقار was responding to an attack of Satan attacking him with vainglory. لكن he is not giving a lesson in theology of salvation and the Orthodox should not believe that they should have no confidence in their salvation. We need to be confident. الطالب لو ما عندوش رجاء انه ينجح هيذاكر ليه؟ المريض لو ما عندوش امل ان العملية تنجح هيروح يعمل عملية ليه؟ نفس الكلام احنا we have to have confidence. يعني احنا بيبقى عندنا confidence ان هننجح في الامتحانات وعندنا كونفيدنس ان العمليه هتخف تنجح ونبقى احنا كويسين بعد العمليه عندنا كونفيدنس في حاجات كتيره بس نيجي في السالفيشن بتاعنا ان هاف نو كونفيدنس. But again, I'm not speaking about the confidence of the Protestant, or like once saved, always saved. ده غلط. ده غلط. لأن yes, there is a chance إن ممكن ولد يسقط في الامتحان. There is a chance إن ممكن العملية تفشل. لكن بخش العملية وبخش الامتحان وأنا عندي this confidence. الـ confidence ده هو اللي بيجيب لي الموتيفيشن. عشان كده سان بول بيقول لك in order to protect your mind you have to have the confidence of salvation. This confidence actually will keep you motivated, keep you encouraged, keep you hopeful. In Nehemiah chapter 8 يقول لك the joy of the Lord is your strength. فرح الرب هو قوتكم. If you don't have confidence in salvation, how are you going to have joy? And if you don't have joy, you will be defeated. You will have no strength. فأنا عايز أقول لكم, yes, the Bible teaches us to have confidence to enter into the holies. Not like the once saved, you are always saved like the Protestant. لكن في نفس الوقت, this teaching in it have no hope in salvation is not biblical, is not Christian, is not Orthodox. لازم يكون عندنا رجاء. لأننا بالرجاء خلصنا. This is the helmet of salvation. This is what actually will protect our mind. And that is the mind of Christ. لما اتكلمنا عليه امبارح, you need to have the mind of Christ. بعدين آخر جزء يقول, and the sword of spirit, which is the word of God. In your right hand, you have but the scripture. As I told you, sword that can be defensive, ولكن mostly it is offensive weapon. You use the word of God for you to shoot darts, fiery darts against the devil. The word of God, the verses, the psalms, the prayers. لما تصحى الصبحية and you pray the psalms, actually you are shooting darts toward the devil. You are attacking him. That is the sword of the spirit in your right hand. يبقى كده انت عندك الاول the girdle of truth, then the breastplate of righteousness, then the shoes of peace, but كده the helmet of salvation, in your left hand the shield of faith, confidence and creed, in your right hand the sword. Verse 18. Praying always. زي ما قلت لكم امبارح, some people they say this is the seventh piece. لكن هنا actually انا بعتبر ان these are the six pieces, but for all these six pieces to work effectively, we need actually to be in communication. Lene, what's prayer? Prayer is communication with God. لو انت رحت الوار ومعك كل الويبونز but you don't have God with you, you will be defeated. مش كده قال لك praying always with all prayer and supplication in the spirit. If you have the whole armor of God but you don't pray, you are deceived. يوحنا القصير, سان جون the dwarf, يقول لك ايه, if you believe that there is another way to repentance other than prayers, you are deceived by the demons. لو انت بتقول ان في طريق اخر للتوبه غير الصلاه, انت مخدوع من الشياطين. Praying always with all prayer and supplications in the spirit. وانذر بوينت, being watchful to this end. تخيل واحد راح الحرب ومعاه كل الويبونز but he is not watchful. He's sleepy. طبعا الشيطان هيجي ويسرق منه الاسلحه بتاعته. فين داود لما راح سرق السلاح بتاع شاول؟ خدت بالكم. So if I'm sleepy, if I'm not watchful, Satan actually will get all my weapons from me, take all my weapons from me. مش كده قال be watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplications for all the saints. Watchfulness needs perseverance. Watchfulness needs patience and endurance. وربنا قال لنا, he who endures to the end will be saved. المثابرة. احنا احيانا كده بنبقى ما عندناش patience to endure. We try something for مثلا 2 3 weeks وبعدين we give up. But he who endures to the end will be saved. That's why اتكلم بقى على 3 حاجات بعد ما اتكلم بقى على the whole armor of God. اتكلم على ال prayer, watchfulness and perseverance. Prayer, watchfulness and perseverance. ده كده summary لل whole armor of God. وانا I hope ان احنا every day in the morning to just reflect in 1 minute about the whole armor of God, to have it with us all the day in order to be able to withstand in the evil day. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Yes. ان انت زي ما قلت in baptism احنا we get the righteousness of Christ and we need to keep this righteousness all the time. If we sin, we confess. If we under the sentence of death because of our sins, we take communion. So we'll be righteous, we'll be pure. When we are pure and righteous, 2 things will happen. We will be able to see God. So that's how we war against the rulers of darkness. Because blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. حاجة تانية إن Satan cannot accuse me. Satan accuse me if I'm not righteous. But if I'm righteous, he has nothing to accuse me before Christ. That's why it's a weapon. That will protect my heart. So this righteousness will protect my heart from the wickedness and darkness. عشان هو اتكلم على the rulers of darkness, اتكلم على spiritual host of wickedness. Righteousness will protect my heart from the attacks by the ruler of darkness and by the spiritual hosts of wickedness. Any other questions on the armor of God? Yes. Ihna, we were in Adam when Adam sinned. So we sinned in Adam, as St. Paul said in Romans chapter 5, in Adam all have sinned. So when Adam sinned, all of us, we were in Adam. So in Adam, all of us, we are sinners. شكده المزمور يقول, in sin, my mother conceived me. But God actually, through the rebirth from water and spirit and baptism, actually, he were born of spirit, and now we get rid of the original sin. You would is في آدم أخطأ الجميع. في آدم أخطأ الجميع. Any other questions? Yes. They will convict the world on sin, righteousness, and judgment. Convict on sin, يعني when I am tempted to do sin, هيجي الروح القدس and convict me. And after I commit the sin, if I didn't listen to him, he will again convict me to repent. On righteousness, when there is opportunity to do something good, and also to work on my own righteousness by confessing my sin, by repenting. So the Holy Spirit actually will work and convict me to acquire the righteousness of Christ. And on judgment, the Holy Spirit will remind me with the judgment. عارفين زي الطالب اللي دايما يفكروا بالامتحان, so this will make him study well. So the Holy Spirit will convict me on righteousness. يقول convict the world on sin because they do not believe in me. The major sin اللي هي ممكن تؤدي إلى هلاك الإنسان if he doesn't believe in Christ. ويقول on righteousness because I'm going to the Father. But he will not leave us orphans. That's why he sent us the Holy Spirit to be with us, empower us, and help us. And on judgment, because the prince of this world has been condemned. فيقول لك لو كان الملائكة when they fell they were condemned. That's why we need to be watchful, because if we do not repent likewise we will perish. فدي معنى ان هو يبكت العالم على خطية وعلى بر وعلى دين. Any other questions? Yes.
يعني بس I don't understand how it takes days the war, the spiritual war between Archangel Michael and and the Satan. It's not a normal war. So how come it takes days, 3 weeks?
مش فاهم يعني it took 21 days. لا بس كان الحرب مع ملاك غبريال وبعدين جه الملاك ميخائيل. مدين بدمين قوة الشيطان. يعني الشيطان قوي، الشيطان مش ضعيف، لأن ده كان رئيس ملاك. لكن بص للأوت كام في الآخر. هو ديفيتد. بس الشيطان از باورفل. يعني عشان كده بقول وي نيد تو تيك هيم سيريس. الشيطان قوي. يعني ربنا ذكر لنا دي عشان ما نستهينش بقوة الشيطان. قوي. Glory be to God forever.
Just we will take a short break.